I'm alone in the studio edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, I'm going to play some music just for a little bit of change. Let's play some skeptical music, but let's start off with our intro.
It's time for Radio Free Thinker, the show that applies skepticism and critical thinking to everyday issues. Place where reason and reality cross swords for politics, religion, economics, and of course, science. Now let's get ready to be skeptical.
The cosmos is also within us. We're made of smart stuff. We are aware of the cosmos and know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others. We have traveled this way before. And there is much to be learned.
Hello, yeah. So, this week I'm going to start off with a bit of a rant just to get things kind of going and then play some skeptical music. So, many of you may or may not know, but today in the Senate, the notorious three, Senate Wallen and Brasso, are being tried by the Senate to see if they're going to be suspended. Essentially, this means they're going to be voted on to see whether they broke the rules of the Senate. And then they essentially become senators in name only. They lose their office, they lose their right to vote, they lose their money. And this, of course, is on the tip of many other scandals that have hit the Conservative Party in particular. This is beginning to bite Harper in the butt quite a bit because right now, Duffy is sitting there and saying, hey, I was doing this all on Harper's orders, and this was all approved by the PMO. And of course, Harper has been saying, no, no, it has nothing to do with me, nothing to do with me at all. What I find very interesting here is that the Conservative Party, when they were elected, and especially the Reform Roots, basically ran on the idea that they were cleaner than clean. Remember, this rise of Harperism came after the sponsorship scandal that wiped out the Liberal Party by and large. And they said, we're going to be a clean sweep. We're going to be open and transparent, and ethics will be number one, and we're not going to do any of this sleazy stuff that you got used to from those nasty liberals that were here before. But again and again, we see this stuff coming up over and over again. I mean, accountability. How many times has a minister done something horribly wrong, like the F-35 scandal or the frigates that they're ordering that are costing like three times more than they're supposed to be costing, and no one is ever held accountable? Remember Bev Oda, who sat there and got a $20 glass of orange juice, and there's no accountability. This hurts at the very root of the Conservative Party's base. You're beginning to see a lot of rumblings against this particular double dealing that they're starting to do. Most notably, back in my birth town of Brandon, there's been a big controversy over who's going to become the nominee for the upcoming by-election in the Brandon-Souris riding. There were actually three people who were planning to run, but mysteriously and suddenly, two of those people's applications were withdrawn for being not completely correct. And this has caused a whole bunch of controversy because at least one of the candidates was very, very popular in the riding. And now he's no longer running. And there's been a lot of sort of cloak and dagger malfeasance going on around this. And it's caused a dramatic controversy in the particular region. Brandon-Souris, sadly, is a very, very safe conservative seat. The last time the Conservatives ran there, they almost had a 2-to-1 majority over the number two party, which was the NDP. But right now, there are a number of prominent Conservatives in the region who are threatening to run as an independent against this sort of from-the-top anti-grassroots commandship that Carper has been doing. And like I say, this last election, this last throne speech, you had Harper out there, and instead of offering a vision of the future, he's nickel and diming people. It's what I mentioned before about micro-targeting of politics, you know, offering people unbundled cable service. How is that a vision for a greater Canada? And why is that in a budget bill when it shouldn't be in a budget bill, which is probably what it's going to be in? The Brandon-Souris thing, though, has been so disruptive that some very, very prominent conservatives, people who were elected to the Manitoba legislature, long-time conservatives, are now butting up with Trudeau, who has been in the riding several times, and it looks like what was a real safe seat is no longer going to be a safe seat. So I'm not sure what exactly the Conservatives think they're doing, but obviously it seems to be something that is going to bite them in the arse if they're not careful, to which I guess I'm quite happy about. So let's continue on with a little commercial break and then hopefully some music.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Actually, I think before I begin the music segment, I thought maybe some words of wisdom from Carl Sagan may be in order. So let's see if I can get that up and running.
We were hunters and foragers. The frontier was everywhere. We were bounded only by the earth and the ocean and the sky. The open road still softly calls. Our little terraqueous globe is the madhouse of those 100,000 millions of worlds. We who cannot even put our own planetary home in order, riven with rivalries and hatreds, are we to venture out into space? By the time we're ready to settle even the nearest other planetary systems, we will have changed. The simple passage of so many generations will have changed us. Necessity will have changed us. We're an adaptable species. It will not be we who reach Alpha Centauri and the other nearby stars. It will be a species very like us, but with more of our strengths and fewer of our weaknesses. More confident, far-seeing, capable, and prudent. For all our failings, despite our limitations and fallibilities, we humans are capable of greatness. What new wonders, undreamt of in our time, will we have wrought in another generation and another? How far will our nomadic species have wandered by the end of the next century and the next millennium? Our remote descendants, safely arrayed on many worlds through the solar system and beyond, will be unified by their common heritage, by their regard for their home planet, and by the knowledge that whatever other life may be, the only humans in all the universe come from Earth. They will gaze up and strain to find the blue dot in their skies. They will marvel at how vulnerable the repository of all our potential once was, how perilous our infancy, how humble our beginnings, how many rivers we had to cross before we found our way.
Cool. So we're going to play some Symphony of Science. We are all connected, and NASA, and we're NASA, and we know it.
We're all connected to each other biologically, to the Earth chemically, to the rest of the universe
atomically. I think nature's imagination is so much greater than man's. He's never gonna let us relax.
We live in an in-between universe where things change all right, but according to patterns, rules, or as we call them, laws of nature.
I'm this guy standing on a planet. Really, I'm just a speck. I'm just a speck compared with a star. The planet is just another speck. To think about all of this, to think about the vast emptiness of space.
There's billions and billions of stars, billions and billions of specks.
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together.
The cosmos is also within us. We're made of sparks, we are aware of the cosmos and know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others.
We've traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
We're all connected to each other biologically, to the Earth chemically, to the rest of the universe atomically.
I find it elevating and exhilarating to discover that we live in a universe which permits the evolution of molecular machines as intricate and subtle as we.
My body are traceable to phenomenon in the cosmos that makes me want to grab people in the street and say, have you heard this?
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together.
The cosmos is also within us.
We're made of sparks,
we are aware
of the cosmos and know itself.
There's this tremendous mass of waves all over in space, which is the light bouncing around the room, going from one thing to the other, and it's all really
think about it, about the complex, to really get the pleasure. It's all really there, really, really there. The inconceivable nature of nature.
To think about all of this, to think about the vast emptiness of space.
There's billions and billions of stars, billions and billions of specks.
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together.
The cosmos is also within us.
We're made of sparks,
but we are away.
The cosmos can know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are other suns.
We have traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
Winner EDL, time for 7 minutes of flaming hell. River's touching down, everybody pass peanuts around.
Yeah, we have mission control.
Getting full use out of every soul.
What?
Just 25 feet left to go. It's curiosity, look out below, yo. Crane lower that rover. Crane lower that rover. Crane lower that rover.
Nanette and the bug gal.
Crane lower that rover. Crane lower that rover. Crane lower that rover.
Nanette and the bug gal.
Kicking at my console, this is what I see.
Okay.
Data streaming back from curiosity. I got stars on my hawk, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it. We're NASA and we know it. We're NASA and we know it. Yo, when I look for ice, gotta calibrate, gotta be precise. And when I raise the mass, panoramic views are unsurpassed. This is how I rove, baking red rocks in my nuclear stove. We headed to the peak with my laser eye, no one to bury me when it's time to die.
Ow.
Crane lower that rover. Crane lower that rover. Crane lower that rover.
Nanette and the bug gal.
Crane lower that rover. Crane lower that rover. Crane lower that rover.
Nanette and the bug gal.
Shout out to Carl the Sage
and
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Shout out to JPL and the Rocker Bogey. We're better than SpaceX and we ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it. We're NASA and we know it. We're NASA and we know it. We're NASA and we know it.
Logical step in our space program. It's the challenge that's been staring us in the face for the past 30 years. It has water, it has carbon, it has a 24-hour day, it has geothermal energy. Mars is a place we can settle.
There is a giant rift in its surface, 5,000 kilometers long. There is a volcano as wide as Arizona.
So there's the choice in life. One either grows or one decays. Grow or die. I think we should grow.
Mars is a world of wonders.
It has canyons, river valleys, and giant ice sheets.
Mars is a world of wonders.
It shouldn't be humans'
Mars in 10.
We either muster the courage to go, or we risk the possibility of stagnation,
cosmic radiation, zero gravity, Martian dust storms, back contamination.
But these are dragons that we can take on.
In our time, we have sifted the sands of Mars, established a presence there, and fulfilled a century of dreams.
The Mars rovers have really captured our imaginations. They genuinely are explorers in the old-fashioned sense.
If you put out a call for volunteers for the first crew to Mars, they'd be lined up coast to coast.
Mars is a world of wonders.
It has canyons, river valleys, and giant ice sheets.
Mars is a world of wonders.
It shouldn't be humans to Mars in 50 years. It should be humans to Mars in 10.
Mars is a dry, frozen version of our home, covered in red dust and sand.
At one time, in the ancient past, Mars was very similar to the condition of early Earth.
There will always be people with new ideas on how humans should live together.
We now have eyes and ears on the surface.
What's left after you go is the good you left behind. You have to believe in hope. You have to believe in the future. There are more and more people coming around to the point of view that a positive future for humanity requires human expansion to space.
Mars is a world of wonders.
It has canyons, river valleys, and giant ice sheets.
Mars is a world of wonders.
It shouldn't be humans to Mars in 50 years. It should be humans to Mars in 10.
This is a world of wonders.
We're at a crossroads today. We either muster the courage to go, or we risk the possibility of stagnation and decay.
And that was The Case for Mars by Symphony from Science. Anyone who's listened to our intro and extra probably recognize we rely a lot on the Symphony of Science. It's a... someone just on the internet created these sort of things. A Melody Sheep, I believe, is the handle they go by. And they are giving their music away for free, but they'd love a donation. I hope you check them out on YouTube and offer a donation to listen to this wonderful music. So we're going to go for a quick commercial, and then we shall return.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
...and cost you money. The plan is to force... The federal government is trying to ram through a set of electronic surveillance laws that will invade your privacy and cost you money. The plan is to force every phone and internet provider to surrender our personal information to authorities without a warrant. The worst part of their invasive, all-encompassing surveillance scheme is that you have to pay for it out of your own pocket. Send Ottawa a message by signing the petition at stopspying.ca. That's www.stopspying.ca. Thank you.
And we're back. Now, just for a little news for those people who'd like to know, recent research has shown that the controversial theory by the Italian doctor Zamboni that's supposed to cure MS, he has the idea that what actually causes MS is the constriction or the clogging of arteries to the head. Well, the UBC has done some research in a $450,000 study. They actually came out to almost the opposite conclusion that the Italian doctor did. Now, they followed his same routines. They even collaborated with him to a certain degree to make sure that they were doing the same thing. And they found that there was nothing to it, that this is just another one of those, you know, hepped up ideas that ultimately just lead people along until there's proper scientific evidence. The big issue with Zamboni wasn't that he had this idea about what caused MS. I mean, you know, you come up with weird ideas and you test them out and you say, hey, great, we figured something new. But he's been offering this surgery without actually testing to see whether his ideas were valid or not. And it's just your basic quack medicine sort of thing that comes out. And the fact that he's even had to like leave countries in order to perform this surgery just shows you how much we have to be careful when we want to believe in something that's too good to be true. But let's go back with a little bit more of our music. Onward to the Edge.
The act of moving onward means we pass these signposts. One of them was first leaving Earth. The next one is hanging out on the moon. What's next? The planets.
Onward to the edge. We're moving onward to the edge. Here we are together. This fragile world. This fragile world. Onward to the edge. We're moving onward to the edge. Here we are together. This fragile world.
This is our sun, just another star in a sea of stars. The heart of the solar system, just another star in a sea of stars. Mercury is the closest planet. This tortured piece of rock has been stripped naked.
The moon has a sky, it has a horizon, it's another world. It's got Earth in the sky, just the way we have the moon in the sky. Onward to the edge, we're moving onward to the edge. Here we are together, this fragile little world. We're not the only world to think about. World's unknown. We're not the only world to think about. Think about worlds unknown.
There is a powerful recognition that stirs within us. Stirs within us. When we see our own little blue ocean planet in the skies of other worlds. A powerful recognition that stirs within us. Stirs within us. When we see our own little blue ocean planet in the skies of other worlds. The Saturn system offers splendor beyond compare. Because of its rings and very diverse moons.
These are no longer abstractions. These are worlds. Maybe there's life there. If change how we think about Earth.
Our own little blue ocean.
The mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. The pale blue dot.
Onward to the edge. Onward to the edge. Here we are together. This fragile little world. This fragile little world. Onward to the edge. We're moving onward to the edge. Here we are together. This fragile little world. We're not the only world to think about. Think about worlds unknown. We're not the only world to think about. Think about worlds unknown.
The laws of nature create vastly different worlds with their tiniest changes, tiniest changes.
When I reach for the edge of the universe, I do so knowing that along some paths of cosmic discovery, there are times when, at least for now, one must be content to love the questions themselves.
Now, in honor of the largest man-made machine ever created and the particle that it discovered that essentially gives everything mass, let's listen to the Large Hadron Collider rap.
Oh yeah, I'm about to drop some particle physics in the club. The LHC is super duper fly. You know what I'm saying? Check it.
27 kilometers tunnel underground, designed with mind to send protons around. A circle that crosses through Switzerland. 60 nations contribute to scientific advance. 2 meters of protons being round through the ring they ride, till in the hearts of the detectors they meet to collide, and all the energy packed in such a tiny bit of room becomes mass particles created from the vacuum. And then,
oh yeah,
LHCBs is where the antimatter's gone. Alice looks at collisions of red ions. Seeing less than Atlas, a two of a kind. But looking for whatever new particles they can find. The LHC accelerates the protons in the lead, and the things that it discovers will rock you in the head. We see asteroids and planets, stars galore. We know a black hole resides in each galaxy's core. But even all that matter cannot explain what holds all these stars together. Something else remains. The star matter interacts only through gravity. And how do you catch a particle? There's no way to see. Take it back to conservation of energy, and the particles appear clear as can be. You see particles flying in jets they spray, but you notice there ain't nothing going the other way. You say my law has just been violated. That don't make sense. There's gotta be another particle to make this balance, and it might be dark matter. And for the first time, we catch a glimpse of what we saw most of the known verse, because LHCBs is where the antimatter's gone. Alice thinks in collisions of red ions. Seeing less than Atlas, they're two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. And a matter is sort of like matter's evil twin, because except for charge and hiddenness is spin, they're the same for a particle and its anti-stuff. But you can store an antiparticle on a new shelf, because where the ace is normal twin, they both annihilate. Matter turns to energy and then it dissipates. When matter is created from energy, which is exactly what they'll do in the LHC, you get matter and antimatter in equal parts. And they try to take this back to when the universe starts, the Big Bang, back when all the matter exploded. But the amount of antimatter was somehow eroded, because when we look around, we see that matter abounds, but the antimatter's nowhere to be found. That's why LHCBs is where the antimatter's gone. Alice looks at collisions of lead ions. CMS and Atlas are two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. The LHC accelerates the protons in the lead, and the things that it discovers will rock you in the head. And he explodes, and that's the one that everybody talks about. And it's the one sure thing that this machine will sort out. If the Higgs exists, they ought to see it right away. And if it doesn't, the scientists will finally say there is no Higgs. We need new physics to account for why things have mass. Something in our standard model went awry. But the Higgs, I still haven't said just what it does. They suppose the particles have mass because there is this Higgs field that extends to all space. And some particles slow down while other particles race straight through like a proton. It has no mass, but something heavy like the top four extragons. And the Higgs is the boson that carries the force. It makes particles take orders from the field that is its source. They'll detect it. What LHCBs is where the antimatter's gone. Alice thinks the collision of red ions. CMS and Atlas are two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. The stuff you might think that gravity is strong, 'cause when you fall off your bicycle, it don't take long until you hit the earth and you say, dang, that hurt. But if you think the force is powerful, you're wrong. You see, gravity is weaker than weak, and the reason why is something many scientists seek. But think about dimensions. We live in just three. But maybe there are others that are too small to see. It's into these dimensions that gravity extends, which makes it seem weaker here on our end. And these dimensions are rolled up, curled so tight, that they don't affect you in your day-to-day life. But if you were as tiny as a graviton, you could enter these dimensions and go wandering on, and they'd find you. Of lead ions. CMS and Atlas are two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. The LHC accelerates the photons on the lead, and the things that it discovers will rock you in the head.
Oh yeah, our understanding of the universe is about to change, thanks to the Large Hadron Collider. This is C to the E to the R to the N, coming straight out of Geneva.
Mr. B, drop it.
Alpine cat, over and out.
Melanie says, can you make a song about the Higgs boson?
Okay, children, it's time to drop some science.
What can you detect when you're smashing protons? That doesn't affect the path of any photons. Gives mass to everything, like your mom. Is it the Higgs boson? Is it the Higgs boson?
Higgs, Higgs, Higgs boson, boson, boson. Higgs, Higgs, Higgs boson, boson, boson.
The Hadron Collider is cool, it's so long.
But inside what they tried to find was camouflage.
Turns up quick, really soon the show's gone.
Is it the Higgs boson? Is it the Higgs boson?
Higgs, Higgs, Higgs boson, boson, boson.
Higgs, Higgs, Higgs boson, boson, boson.
Listen to someone else if you're wanting a no-nonsense. The kind of things I'm a science moron.
At least you're pretty good looking.
Oh, go on. It's the Higgs boson. This is the Higgs boson.
Higgs, Higgs, Higgs boson, boson, boson.
Higgs, Higgs, Higgs boson, boson, boson.
Higgs, Higgs, Higgs boson, boson, boson.
Higgs, Higgs, Higgs
boson.
Yes, the Higgs boson, which was found by the Large Hadron Collider and won Mr. Higgs himself a Nobel Prize in Physics. We're going to have another little break and then back to more Symphony of Science.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
As promised, Glorious Dawn Remix, Children of Africa and Quantum World, all by Symphony of Science.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Space is filled
with a network of wormholes.
You might emerge somewhere else in space,
somewhere else in time.
The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
The cosmos is beyond measure, elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
And the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares and synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way.
The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? The Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this.
this time, the first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
Surface of the Earth is the shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting.
Man is a singular creature. He has a set of gifts which make him unique among the animals, so that, unlike them, he is not a figure in the landscape. He is the shape of the landscape.
We are all children of Africa. Children of Africa. They say this is where it all began. This is where it all began.
In a parched African landscape, man first put his foot to the ground. To the ground.
Africa was our only home for tens of thousands of years, until a small handful of people made their way. Ocean of Africa.
These beings with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space. These beings with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space.
We are all children of Africa. Children of Africa. This landscape has been home to humans 200,000 years.
We have come so far. All of this is cause for great celebration. We have come so far. This is a story about us.
Those early Europeans, were people like you and me.
It's humbling.
But it is humbling when you see the challenges they faced. People like you and me overcame the Neanderthals. People like you and me made it through the Ice Age.
These beings with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space.
We are not the only beings, with personalities, minds and feelings. Chimpanzees have very clear personalities, minds and feelings.
Take a chimp brain fetally and let it go two or three more rounds of division. Out come symphonies and ideology.
We are not the only beings.
Everything that we are that distinguishes us from chimps emerges from that 1% difference in DNA.
People like you and me overcame the Neanderthals. People like you and me made it through the Ice Age.
These beings with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space. These beings with soaring imagination, eventually flung themselves and their machines into interplanetary space.
Using his burgeoning intelligence, this most successful of all mammals has exploited the environment to produce food for an ever-increasing population. Instead of controlling the environment for the benefit of the population, perhaps it's time we control the population to allow the survival of the environment.
So, what are we really made of?
Dig deep inside the atom and you'll find tiny particles.
held together by invisible forces. Everything is made up of tiny packets of energy, born in cosmic furnaces.
The atoms that we're made of have negatively charged electrons whirling around a big bulky nucleus.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
Suppose that little things behaved very differently than anything big. Nothing's really as it seems. It's so wonderfully different than anything big.
The world is a dynamic mess of jingling things. It's hard to believe.
The quantum theory is so strange and bizarre. Even Einstein couldn't get his head around it.
In the quantum world, the world of particles, nothing is certain. It's a world of probabilities.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
All crazy things that things really are like.
Electrons act like waves. No, they don't exactly. They act like particles. No, they don't exactly.
We need a theory of everything. Which is still just beyond our grasp. We need a theory of everything. Perhaps the ultimate triumph. The ultimate triumph of science.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. It's made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
I gotta stop someone. I'll leave you something to imagine.
And we'll be back after a few more commercials.
Canadians are being bought and sold. We can no longer ignore this reality. Each of the 27 million human trafficking victims around the globe has a unique story. 80% of victims are women. 50% are children. This is not only a global injustice, but a local reality. It is happening right now in my community. We are asking you to take action today. Visit endexploitation.com. Get informed and take action. British anti-slavery leader William Wilberforce once said, "Having heard all this, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. Only question now is what will you do?" Join us and help eliminate human slavery in Canada.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
And we're back. The Poetry of Reality, The Unbroken Thread, and then our closing.
Science is the best tool ever devised for understanding how the world works.
Science is a very human form of knowledge. We are always at the brink of the node.
Science is a collaborative enterprise spanning the generations. We remember those who prepared the way, seeing through them also.
If you're scientifically literate, the world looks very different to you. And that understanding empowers you.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
The story of humans is a story of ideas that shine light into dark corners.
Scientists love mysteries. They love not knowing.
I don't feel frightened by not knowing things. I think it's much more interesting.
There's a larger universal reality of which we are all a part.
The further we probe into the universe, the more remarkable are the discoveries we make.
The quest for the truth in and of itself is a story that's filled with insights.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
The story of humans is a story of ideas that shine light into dark corners.
From our lonely point in the cosmos, we have, through the power of thought, been able to peer back to a brief moment after the beginning of the universe.
I think that science changes the way your mind works, to think a little more deeply about things.
Science replaces private prejudice with publicly verifiable evidence.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
Let's take a trip to examine this common basis of life, a voyage to investigate the molecular machinery at the heart of life on Earth.
All life is related, and it enables us to construct with confidence the complex tree that represents the history of life. Our planet, the Earth, is, as far as we know, unique in the universe. It contains life. Here, plants and animals proliferate in such numbers that we still have not even named all the different species.
Darwin's great insight revolutionized the way in which we see the world. We now understand why there are so many different species.
Every cell is a triumph of natural selection, and we're made of trillions of cells. In us is a little universe. Those are some of the things that molecules do. Given 4 billion years of evolution, we are, each of us, a multitude.
Now, how did the molecules of life arise?
It began in the sea. Some 3,000 million years ago, complex chemical molecules began to clump together.
These were the seeds from which the tree of life developed. They were able to split, replicating themselves as bacteria do.
The secrets of evolution are time and death.
There's an unbroken thread that stretches from those first cells to us.
The secrets of evolution are time and death.
There's an unbroken thread that stretches from those first cells to us.
Every cell is a triumph of natural selection, and we're made of trillions of cells.
In us is a little universe.
Those are some of the things that molecules do.
Given 4 billion years of evolution,
we are, each of us, a multitude.
There isn't a sharp line dividing humans from the rest of the animal kingdom. It's a very wuzzy line. It's a very wuzzy line, and it's getting wuzzier all the time. We find animals doing things that we, in our arrogance, used to think was just human. It's a very wuzzy line, and it's getting wuzzier all the time.
Every cell is a triumph of natural selection,
and we're made of trillions of cells.
In us is a little universe.
Those are some of the things that molecules do.
Given 4 billion years of evolution,
we are, each of us, a multitude.
Every cell is a triumph of natural selection,
and we're made of trillions of cells.
In us is a little universe.
Our planet, the Earth, is, as far as we know, unique in the universe. It contains life.
Its continued survival now rests in our hands.
I'd like to start, if I may, with Professor.
Yes, well, I think I don't have enough time for one more song. So I'm just going to close out with pointing out that, you know, the latest Pope, he's a very, very confusing person, especially for us skeptics and /atheists. Apparently, on a mass that he gave Thursday, he stated that, quote, Christians have become... Oh, sorry, what is it? The faith becomes an ideology, and ideology frightens. Ideology chases away people, distances them, and distances them from the church. When Christians become a discipline to ideology, he has lost the faith. He is no longer a discipline of Jesus. He is a discipline of the attitude of thought. For that reason, Jesus said to them, "You have taken away the keys of knowledge. The knowledge of Jesus is transforming into an ideology, a moralistic knowledge, because it closes the door with many requirements." So essentially, he's saying that Christianity is very ideological, and that's not how it should be. But I kind of thought that was sort of the whole point of, you know, faith, believing in something irrespective of the evidence, and you must follow the dogma of the Christian church. And he's kind of saying no to that. And I say again, he might be a closeted atheist that is now the head of the Roman Catholic Church. It's very interesting in many ways. And who knows what else to say. He also apparently said recently, again, another slam against money, and that, you know, greed is one of the root of all sin, sort of thing. So, you know, compared to his previous one, previous Pope, anyone would have looked good. But this guy seems to be not bad as far as popes go. So I'm going to close out the show, end up with a song. So I guess this is Don saying, eyes open, minds on.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Thanks for listening to Radio Freethinker. Remember to visit us online at radiofreethinker.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.